The Indigo Foundation works on innovative aid projects around the world, often with refugee and migrant communities. Among some of the projects that they support is the only hip-hop school in Rwanda, as well as a homework centre for untouchable kids in India, and other projects in the Solomons, Indonesia and South Sudan. One of the Foundation's most successful ventures has been the Borjigai Education Project in Afghanistan. Ali Renza Yunuspour is the Australian coordinator of the project and he joins us now. Ali, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
I want to start talking first about recent elections in Afghanistan. They seem to have proceeded relatively smoothly. There's been a pretty good voter turnout. How much of a landmark is this in Afghanistan history, do you think?
It's a huge win for Afghanistan's democracy, given the recent history that people has with elections since 2004. The turnout was really good. About 30 to 35% of women participated in this election, but also a very large turnout overall. I think the message was clear in a sense that people through the election said no to the Taliban, but also other radical groups. So in that sense, it was hugely significant.
Now, whoever wins the election, whatever that result is, what do you think are the biggest challenges or is the top two facing the country?
I think the biggest challenge for them is to establish again the relationship of Afghanistan's with the international community. We've seen, enormous problems with President Karzai's second term in office with the international community, particularly his refusals not to sign the bilateral security agreement. So the new president has the job to restore that relationship. But also there are domestic issues. Afghanistan has had, long dependency on foreign aid. So any person who comes should have some form of economic policies to ensure income from domestic income. Obviously, security and peace talks with the Taliban is another challenge. And finally, to ensure that some of the achievements that have been made in the past to be sustained. I think those are some of the challenges.
And what about the position of women in Afghanistan? You said quite a few turned out for the elections. And I know a few women stood, obviously, and there's quite a few women in the Afghan parliament. Where do you feel progress has been made in this area?
I think the biggest development in terms of women's participation in society, particularly in politics, is very remarkable. Women, as you said, were, according to the quota system that the Afghans have for political representations, about 30% of parliaments are women. We had women as ministers in terms of President Karzai in office. Also women in civil society, particularly in international NGOs, but also local NGOs have been very active. And more importantly, support for grassroots women involvement, particularly girls' education. So currently, according to official statistics in the country, about 30 to 35% of all people who attend schools, which is in millions now, about 7 to 9 millions, are women. So that is in that sense significant.
You yourself were an Afghan refugee. When did you come to Australia?
I came to Australia at the end of 2005.
And under what? How did you come here? Did you come here with family or did you come on your own?
Yeah, I came with my family. So my brother came by boat in 2001. Obviously, they were under the protection, temporary protection visas for until 2004. And then in 2005, we came as part of the family reunion.
And you're now completing a PhD. What's the focus of those studies?
My focus is on the politics of higher education in Afghanistan. So I look at how higher education has been influenced in Afghanistan since its establishment in 1930 with the broader political system context, but also in terms of how higher education might have contributed to the political developments in Afghanistan in various times.
At the moment, on top of doing your PhD studies, you're very involved in the Indigo Foundation. Tell us about what that does.
Yeah, so I've been involved with Indigo Foundation since 2008. Indigo Foundation is an independent community organization. We work in 10 countries, as you mentioned at the beginning of introduction, and our focus, one of our successful projects has been in Afghanistan. So the Bojagai School Project is a project that is started in 2003 with the support of Indigo for the Bojagai community, and it was in response to a request from the community themselves for educating girls in the village. And today it supports a network of nine schools, accommodating about 3,500 students, and of which about 40% are girls. Indigo has built, with the community's assistance, four school buildings. It has furnished another four. And what it also does is it has provided support for teacher trainings in the area, not only to Bojagai, but also in neighbouring communities recently.
So the girls that go through this project and get this education through the support of the Indigo Foundation, what future is there for them in terms of jobs, in terms of access to civil society in Afghanistan?
The girls in Bojagai schools have the reflection is really much on what's happening to girls graduating at schools at national level. So about 40 to 50 girls have graduated from the nine schools that Indigo has been supporting, and they got into university now. So they study in public universities, but also some in private universities and also teacher training colleges. And some female girls who have finished their schools have stayed in Bojagai community. And I had the privilege during my visit last time that they work, nine of them work now as teachers in the nine schools.
Yes, I was going to ask whether there was that reciprocity, whether you had hoped that some of them would come back and teach in the schools.
Yeah, that has been at least the experience of the boys. So for the girls, it is too early that they actually finish the university and come to the village and to the community themselves. But we have had boys who had started their schools earlier, obviously, and they finished their schooling in 2008, 2009 and went to university. When I went to the community in 2013 to visit the schools, a number of Portuguese schools now have former university graduates. They work as school principals, school teachers, and so their return to the village and to the community has been highly regarded, and it's something that they've been doing since 2010.
The Indigo Foundation is bringing out two of the project's managers to Australia. What's the hope that their visit to Australia will achieve?
I think the hope is that Indigo believes in very strong personal relationships. One of the big difference that has made into Indigo's project and its achievement has been the personal relationship and sacrifices that have been made by the people on the ground, but also people who have been supporting us in Australia. So through their visit, we hope that we raise awareness about education in Afghanistan, particularly Bojagai and the neighbouring communities of Bojagai, but also in a way to acknowledge their work in Afghanistan and to acknowledge this fact that in the development it is very important to listen to the ideas and to the potentials of those communities. So in a sense, they're coming to Australia represent the community's involvement in the project. We also hope to get the message across the community and to raise hopefully funding for our potential projects that we have this year, but also in coming years. So that is the aim of their visit.
You've been living in Australia for a number of years now. What's your perception about how the community view what's happening in Afghanistan, the Australian community?
I think the Australian community has been, my experience shows that it's been very good. The community I have as an Afghan here has had enormous support From the very first day that I arrived in Australia and when I went to English intensive centres in Marsden High School, but also attended high school and then university, I think the community's perception was quite remarkable. The support was very good. And also in terms of Australia's involvement in Afghanistan, that, you know, we initially, the community supported when the Australian government initially went to Afghanistan in 2002. But since then, I think the Australian people has also supported various projects, of which the Borjigai School project is one of them.
Ali, it's lovely to have you on RN Drive. We love to be able to cover good news stories about what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan. Best of luck with the Indigo Foundation and the Borjigai project.
Yeah, I would like to just thank through this those people who've supported us. And if they need further information on the project, they can visit the Indigo Foundation website. And also thank you for your interest in the project. So thanks a lot.
That was Ali Renza Yunuspour. He's the Australian coordinator of the Borjigai Education Project in Afghanistan, which is overseen by the Indigo Foundation.